My name is Julia, and this is your Daily Nerd Diva. This week, we're diving into the world of theater, and I am way too excited about it. And today, I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite shows, Legally Blonde, the musical. This show follows a young, blonde, pink-loving sorority girl, Elle Woods, as she follows her ex, Warner Huntington III, to Harvard Law School in an attempt to win him back. And while the premise is absurd, and the characters are larger than life, this show is heartfelt and uplifting and has some wicked awesome songs. One of my favorite songs from the show, Chip on Your Shoulder, is sung by Emmett Forrest, a Lautier, after he finds out that the only reason Elle even came to Harvard was to follow a man. He expresses how beneath her that is, and if she's gonna get anywhere in life, she needs to get a chip on her shoulder, something to drive her forward and propel her further and beyond anything she ever dreamed possible. Up until this point, everyone had looked down on Elle because of her looks and general demeanor, and presumed she'd never be able to achieve anything of real value. But Emmett, he saw her potential, even before she did. Without Emmett, I wonder if Elle would have just quit. After all, she was in a strange new place, chasing after someone she thought she needed to survive. She was chasing after all the wrong things, and she didn't even know it. And if she had quit and went home, she would have never known her true potential, and she would have settled for far less than everything she ended up finding at the end of the show, including new friends, countless accolades in her field, new love, and a newfound self-respect and work ethic. She got to prove all of her doubters wrong. And it all started with a little encouragement from someone who, let's face it, didn't have a real reason to believe in her. Sometimes we can look at people and only see who they are right now. But like Emmett, we have the opportunity to believe in others before they see it. And we as Christians can't afford to look at people as lost causes. We get to be uplifters and counselors, and guide others to follow and chase after Jesus. We get to show them that there's more than what they settle for. And if we're called to walk in victory and pray and praise as if we've already overcome the battle, then we ought to believe in others before they change for the better. According to Romans 5:8, God loved us and died for us while we were still sinners. We don't get to decide that someone's not going to change. Because bottom line, God's work is going to be done whether we believe it or not. He's going to move. He's going to change hearts and rewrite stories even if we don't think it's possible for a certain person to change. So, don't you want to be a part of that? Be a character in someone's life that can help them turn it all around? I do. So let's be a friend. Let's be an example of Jesus's love. Let's be encouraging. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Julia for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, just run your race.